So this is such an instance. If you go to today's pile of prep, you'll find this. Here's my theory. Alfie Evans remains a hostage. For all practical intents and purposes, if there was a war going on right now, and there is a war for souls, the demons are ascended. They come for the children. They don't take no for an answer. We are in a war. Darn it, if you're a member of the church militant, you're never not in a war. It's a never-ending war. The demons don't take naps. They're not in unions. They don't have coffee breaks, and they don't sleep. And by the way, guess what? Their memory is eternal. They don't act inside of time. You must remember, a demon was an angel once upon a time. He was created by God, and like God, they exist out of time. Time does not matter. Time is something you and I measure. We use it as a measure. The demons exist out of time. This is very important to know. So if you think you've beaten one on a particular day, guess what? He's waiting for you to slip up. If he had you in your soul in his clutches because he played the right temptation card or whatever, and you escaped, he knows or he thinks that it might work again. They exist out of time. They don't go away. Understand this. So the fact that you get a little reprieve, that's all that it is. It's a reprieve for you. Now, having said that, knowing that we're in a church militant war, then the Outer Hay Hospital, where by all accounts, baby Alfie Evans is still being held, and that's the proper term, held. There's nothing going on in that hospital that can't be done by a hospice nurse in a house. Nothing. 0.0. So he's being held there. It is then, for all practical intents and purposes, a POW camp. You might as well get Sergeant Schultz out there marching in front of the gate. Hogan, you're not going to get me to go along with your harebrained scheme, Hogan. I know nothing. Come on, Schultz, all you got to do is turn your back for a couple of minutes. Alfie will sneak outside. Nobody will know. Hogan! It might as well be an episode of Hogan's Heroes. So let's establish some parameters here, shall we? As a matter of fact, it's a Friday. It's good POW music. Geezers like me are going like, hey man, that's the theme song to Hogan's Heroes. Yes, it is. So let's establish the first thing. There is a prison camp. Alfie Evans is being held. I might even add that I believe you could make the case that Thomas and Jane Evans are also being held. So let's start there. So what would explain this behavior from young Thomas yesterday? Goes out to the microphone. All right, you guys all need to go home. I'm not going to be making any more statements. I'm disbanding the Alfie Army Facebook page. You're all fired. Get out of here. Here you go. LifeSite News, in an editorial that is ascribed to the editorial staff, filed the following, quote, what did Alder Hey Hospital threaten to do to Alfie and his parents that would compel the toddler's dad, Tom, to read to the press what is now being called by many a, quote, hostage letter, close quote. Here's my response. Hostage is appropriate because Alder Hey is, for all practical intents, a government-run prison camp for Alfie Evans. I'll offer one theory. The Evans were told they'd live happy, stress-free lives if they cooperate with the state and vow their eternal silence on the matter, sign a diabolical non-disclosure agreement. The evidence in history of the NHS and Outer Hayes Baby Body Part Emporium say my theory has logic, previous disclosure, and motive. Got to have a motive going for it. Thus, the truth has been rejected yet again as the sinister power of the secular state is on display again for all to see. It's raining. It's 1936 in Berlin all over again. That's what's going on here. Plain and simple, human nature, previous disclosure, and evidence and logic say that the Evanses were basically told, you're young people, Tom. You and Jane are young. You're going to live a long time under the care of the NHS. Would you like to be bankrupt? Yeah, you might have another child. How does perpetual bankruptcy sound to you? How does perpetual unemployment sound to you? How does perpetual tax audit sound to you? How does it sound to you that we find out everything anyone and either of your families has ever done? How does that sound, Tom? How does it sound that the next time you seek medical care, you're not going to know whether or not it's one of our doctors or an actual doctor? How does it sound that the next time, if you and Jane have another child, you're not going to know what procedure is being performed on your child? You're not going to know what's in that syringe, Tom. As a matter of fact, your life is going to be a holy living hell, kind of like we like it, for the rest of your life, if you persist. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to understand here, the state plays, the deep state, and the Brits have one too, plays for keeps. They kill people, for heaven's sake. The CIA does not hesitate to assassinate. It doesn't even hesitate to assassinate known world leaders. It doesn't hesitate to attempt regime change where thousands, if not tens of thousands, if not, see, Iraq, hundreds of thousands of people lose their lives. You think they bat an eye about an MI6 agent or a series of agents visiting mayhem on this little family, these pipsqueaks, for the rest of their lives? It only makes sense. They were told, you're never leaving Great Britain. You will never tell anyone what's happened inside this hospital. You will never speak of it again. And if you do, everything that we have just promised to you is going to begin to happen. Now, come on. You know it, and I know it, and an entire watching world knows it. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on. The organ harvesting for profit will continue. The mangling of infants and their treatment will continue. You know what I did last night? I watched the trailer because I hadn't seen it in a long time. That was posted in our chat room, which, by the way, talking about being disbanded and told to go home. Who told everyone in the chat room from yesterday to go home and not show up today on a Free Phone Friday Mike Church show? MikeChurch.com. Click the link at the top of the page. Mike Church Show live chat. There are a couple of small signs of life in there. Thank heavens that Joss Will has showed up today and posted a useful link. Did you put your link to Emitter Hitchburn's comment in there? Okay. I don't see it. I see it. All right. Back to the narrative here. This is what the secular state does. I don't know why this is a surprise to anyone. When there's a conflict, you're threatened. You must remember, that the state is not a bystander in any human affairs any longer. The state is an active participant in all of our affairs, civil or religious. It doesn't matter what affair it is. Did you see that before the press conference and before the statement of y'all all need to go home, Alfie's army's disbanded, we love... Hey, did I mention how awesome the hospital is here? I love these people. Did you notice that the priest was kicked out? Right? The priest was told he could not stay any longer. So when you lose your spiritual aid and you lose the comfort of the spiritual guide, what has just been removed? Now, this is important to note here. Bet you no one else in broadcast media is going to note this. What happened when the priest was kicked out? Well, the grace that goes with him, if he's in a state of grace, let's assume that he is, leaves, right? The holy water that he was carrying leaves. The consecrated hands, of which he was blessed with that grace when he was ordained, they leave. The ability to anoint, right, that leaves. The ability to administer any of the sacraments, that leaves. That's an awful lot of holiness that was there and is now gone.